I'd like to welcome you back to Old Astaf and Practice series. This past Monday was Tu Bishvat. My chavrusa came to yeshiva on Monday all excited, because on the night before, on the night of Tu Bishvat, he confronted the famous Catch-22 about Tu Bishvat. What am I talking about? If someone has three fruits in front of him, he wants to eat all three of the fruits. One of them is an apple. One of them is from Shivas Haminim, let's say a grape, and the third one's a melon. So the apple and the grape, the bracha is Borei Pri Eitz, and the melon, the bracha is Borei Pri Ha'adama. The dilemma confronted in such a situation is, which one of these fruits are you supposed to make a bracha on first? Which one of these fruits are you supposed to eat first? The Mishnah on yesterday's daf, the Mem Amud Beis, introduces to us the concept of kedima in brachos, how to prioritize which bracha you're supposed to make first. The Gemara in today's daf, Mem Aleph, Amar Aleph, fleshes out the details of these halachos. And the truth is that there are many different factors that someone should be aware of. There's an order of brachos, which brachos are more chashev. There's a concept of shivas haminim that I referenced earlier. There's a concept of a shalem, if a fruit is complete, as opposed to another food, which could be a piece of a food. There's another factor of chavivus. If someone has a preference, if someone typically likes a certain food over the other, in certain cases, that could take precedence. When it comes to the brachos of ha'etz and ha'adama, the halachos are a little bit different than usual. In that although typically, when you have two foods that have different brachos, you prioritize based on the chashivus of the bracha, a hamotzi comes before mazonos, and mazonos comes before ha'etz. And even if the lower bracha, the food, is more chaviv to you, you typically prefer the hadama over the mazonos, you still are supposed to make the mazonos first because mazonos is more chashiv. However, when it comes to ha'etz and hadama, it's different, and you're supposed to prefer that which is more chaviv to you, that which you prefer. Now, the famous Catch-22 has multiple details. You like the apple most. The apple is most chaviv to you. After the apple comes the melon. And then only after the melon comes the grape. And therefore, if someone would approach this question, which bracha should he make first? Should he first make on the apple, on the grape, or on the melon? You could think the apple, because the apple is most chaviv. You typically prefer the apple the most. The problem is that when you have two brachas that are both ha'etz, and one of them is the Shivas Haminim takes precedence over Chavivus. Even though you typically prefer the apple, still the grape takes precedence. And that's because they're both the same bracha. And therefore you start off thinking, of course I should make ha'etz on the apple. I like the apple most. The problem is, but then you have to say, no, I really have to make ha'etz on the grape, because the grape is from the Shivas Haminim. But then you look at the lemon, at the melon, and you realize the melon is Borei Pri Ha'adama. It's a different bracha than the grape. And when it comes to different brachos, we don't prefer the Shivas Haminim. We prefer that which is more chaviv, that which you prefer more. And therefore, instead of making the bracha on the grape, you have to go down to the melon. But once you're making a bracha on the melon, you like the apple more than the melon. So you have to go back to the apple. And that's what's called the Galgal HaChozer. It's a cycle. It's a Catch-22. What is someone supposed to do? So as of so much of Hilchos Brachos, there's obviously a machlokas about this as well. And I'd like to present two of the resolutions suggested to this dilemma. The stipler, Yankov Yisrael Kanievsky, was once asked this question, what should someone do? And he thought that at the end of the day, the person should make a bracha on the grape. That is because you could divide the fruit into two categories. There's the melon in which you make a Borei Pri Ha'adama, and then there's the apple and the grape in which you make a Borei Pri Ha'etz. And since in the category of Ha'etz, there's the apple, which is more chaviv, which you prefer more than the melon, the category of Borei Pri Ha'etz comes before Borei Pri Ha'adama. And then we're confronted with a new question. What comes first, the grape or the apple? And in that question, we also have a way to resolve it, because we prefer the Shivas Haminim, we prefer the grape over the apple. And we don't go back and say, oh, once you're making a bracha on the grape, now you have to go back to the melon, because the melon is more chaviv, because we already decided that we prefer the category, we prefer the bracha of Bor Pre'et, because Bor Pre'et includes in it, the bracha of Bor Pre'et is also going on the apple, which is more chaviv than the melon. There's another approach given by other poskim, which they think at the end of the day, you should really make the bracha on the melon first. And they start off with a similar line of reasoning, that there's two categories. There's the Bor Pre'et, and there's Bor Pre'adama. The Bor Pre'et includes the apple and the grape. But we look at the grape. We write off the apple. The apple doesn't exist in the category of Bor Pre'et because the grape comes before the apple. And therefore, if I put the two categories side by side, I have the grape on one hand because I got rid of the apple, and I have the melon on the other side. The melon, which is more chaviv and a different bracha, takes precedence over the grape. Therefore, these other poskim suggest that you should in fact make the Bor Pre'adama on the melon.